and the Heartline.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, this is my 13th year here, and I think that it's only the second time in 13 years I've got to play this marble stage over here. I've played the amphitheater probably 10 or 12 times.
Hello.
This one?
No.
What about this one? Jay, I've got your bench. You left it at Barbara.
I know one thing. if you have never worn one of these shows or been a sound guy,
it's with me.
Or sound man, more than anybody on the place.
Oh, these are super little pickup models.
I write a lot of Florida stuff, but when we get the band together, we like to do a lot of different things. We might do some different stuff today. But we will throw some Florida music in and make everybody happy.
Everybody happy.
Try it now, will you?
Is this out there?
I thought I was getting shorter here on stage. We're known as the Heartline Steamship Company. Colonel Hubbard Hart owned and operated a fleet of steamboats that ran passengers and freight from Palatka up to St. John's and Ocklawaha Rivers to Silver Springs in the late 1800s. Luxurious staterooms combined with stops along the river made this a real interesting way to see Florida in those days. So let's cast off from Palatka, Davenport, Reedy Bluff, and Silver Spring.
Could you turn Dean down on the monitor, please?
Yeah. Me too. Yes, turn me down on the monitor, my guitar.
From Palatka up to St. John's back again on a steamboat excursion for you and your friends. Now $12 a first-class ticket to where Miss Mayo sleeps in the crack of the bridal chamber way down in the deep. So welcome aboard the High Wall, the passage with the heartlines. Steaming up to St. John's River, back and forth to Silver Spring. Well, occasional stops along the river allow you to see the local sights, mysteries of the Ocklawaha, as it twists to the left, turns to the right. Yes, to a William Howard, steamers of another design. For your comfort and your pleasure, when you ship with the hard line. So welcome aboard the High Wall, the passage with the hard lines. Steaming up the St. John's River, back and forth to Silver Spring. Welcome aboard the High Wall, the passage with the heartlines. Steaming up the St. John's River, back and forth to Silver Springs. Oh, welcome aboard the High Wall, the passage with the heartlines. Steaming up the St. John's River, back and forth to Silver Springs. So let's pull her in the dock, Captain. Years ago, I wrote a song. One of the big industries up in our part of the woods is the turpentine business, or tepentine, as some folks would call it. So I wrote this song called Tepentine Life. We're going to do it for you now. Ready, Dean? I was born one cold, dark night to a life of tepentine. Work in the canyon east Florida woods, getting dip from catfish pine. Been on a hanging crew most of my life, broad axe or heck in my hand. If I had the money to pay the price, I could have been a stellar man. But you don't mess with no tepentine, folks. The freedom to your debt is paid. You always owe at the company store and working in the tepentine trade. While I worked my drift for the company, script good only at the company store. A greenback dollar I've never had since the day I was born. Many times I tried to get away just to feel the boss man's whip. You can tell from the scars on my back no escape from misery's grip. But you don't mess with no turpentine foes. The freedom to your debt is paid. You always owe it to company store when working in the turpentine trade. Now the only deliverance from this woe and a life of turpentine is when these flatwoods claim your soul. It's just a matter of time. When you give the man everything you have, and nothing is all you've got, the only thing you'll ever own is a grave in a turpentine pot. But you don't mess with no turpentine foes. Freedom to your debt is paid. You always owe it to company store when working in the turpentine trade. Now you don't mess with no turpentine foes. The freedom to your debt is paid. You always owe it to company store when working in the turpentine trade. When working in the turpentine trade. Thank you. I wrote a 15-minute song one time. It ain't 15 minutes long. I wrote it in 15 minutes.
We're back to album rock.
And we're going to get this done because I think I'm going to lose two of these band members here pretty quick because they've got another gig at another way off on the other side of the ground. So.
Heritage Stage.
So we're gonna get this in before we lose Bill. A little thing called Cracker State of Mind. Well, I've been called a country boy, and that just suits me fine. 'Cause I love this Florida look, got a cracker state of mind. I wasn't born a native, and the cowboy's not what I am. But I love life's simple pleasures like stars and Florida sand. So I sit on my front porch just to watch the sun come up. Spend many nights around a campfire drinking an old tin cup. And I've been called a country boy, and that just suits me fine. 'Cause I love this Florida living, I got a cracker state of mind. Well, I've roamed her woods with my shotgun, I've fished her lakes and streams. I've seen her wondrous beauties like something can only dream. So when I die and they bury me, just have my tombstone signed. Wasn't born a cracker, but had a cracker state of mind. I've been called a country boy, and that just suits me fine. 'Cause I love this Florida living, I got a cracker state of mind. Yeah, I've been called a country boy, and that just suits me fine. 'Cause I love this Florida living, got a cracker state of mind. Now I wasn't born a cracker, boys, we got a cracker state of mind. We got time for one more. Okay, we're gonna do one real quick one, then let these two go. Swampy the dog. Your ride's over there. I see Larry over there, so we're okay.
Chariot away.
This little thing a friend of mine, Okie Finoki Joe, left with me. Called Swampy the Dog. Swampy the Dog Skeeter the cat and me. Living in the swamp, loving every minute, just being free. Okie Pinokie, Georgia, population 3. Swampy the dog, Skeeter the cat, and me. Well, that's the way it was in that broken down shack I called home. Living off the land, but not exactly living alone. My playful companions were always there to help me along. With a whole lot of caring, a whole lot of sharing, life was like a beautiful song. And I'd sing Swampy the dog, Skeeter the cat, and me. Living in the swamp, loving every minute, just being free. Okie Pinokie, Georgia, population 3. Swampy the dog, Skeeter the cat, and me. But you know that swamp has a way of changing things. That bull gator meant me no harm. But when he dragged Swampy under, it was like he took my ride off. Now life in the Okie Pinokie is beautiful. It's bound to be a few bad times. I'm just glad that I'm still around and Swampy, wherever you are tonight, you're on my mind. Be a long time forget the love in those faithful brown eyes. Swampy was my friend and oh, how I cried when he died. But me and little Skeeter, both a little older and wise. No need explaining, no times are changing. We'll keep the old memories alive. And I'll sing Swampy the dog, Skeeter the cat, and me. Living in the swamp, loving every minute, just being free. Okie Pinokie, Georgia, population 3. Swampy the dog, Skeeter the cat, and me. Okie Pinokie, Georgia, population 3. Swampy the dog, Skeeter the cat, and me. All right, thank you much. We're going to excuse Bill and Karen. So if you can cut their mics so they can unplug here.
Eight.
Because they have another gig, and we're going to, Dean and I'm going to let Dean finish this out. We've got time for about one more, I think.
10 minutes.
Oh, we got time for two more. Well, go ahead, Dean, do one.
What am I doing?
Do a Georgia Rose.
Thank you. And everyone else appreciates it.
We let Dean sing one every once in a while, and he's brought some really obscure country music to us.
Really good obscure country music.
Ready? Yep.
Dusty roads and winter time. Tonight I'm thinking of the town. And the one I left behind to do this rambling round. Tonight I'm drinking while I'm thinking until the beer joints close. And I'm thinking of someone I call my Georgia Rose. It's on dusty streets we walked and talked of things to be. And she never laughed or mocked at my wanting to be free. Tonight I'm free to walk these streets while the wind cuts through my clothes. And I'm free to dream forever about my Georgia rose. So come to my dream, sweet as a flower, blooming among the pines. Georgia rose, still my desire. Once you could have been mine. Sometimes a man makes certain choices, and they lead his heart somewhere. Sometimes he follows certain voices, and he don't seem to care. Oh, how I love that little town down on the eastern coast, and I love that pretty girl I call my Georgia rose. So come to my dream, sweet as a flower, blooming among the pines. Georgia rose, still my desire. Once you could have been mine. Georgia rose, still my desire. Once you could have been mine. Thank you very much.
All right, all right. Let's we got time for one more. We'll you want to do close out with Strawberry Land?
It's a tune to be better.
It's a little thing called Strawberry Land. Well, they come from Carolina to the Florida Cracker Land, a place where scrawny cattle roam free across the sand. They come to grow their berries and fence the piney woods, but the ragged Florida cattlemen, they never understood. You don't put no fences across Florida. We don't need your damn berry fields down here. Y'all just go back to where you come from, or you find with just a bunch that you should fear. Now the farmers grew their berries and they sent them all up north. The crackers cut their fences in the night. Some dark nights the farmers, when returning late from town, would find their barns on fire burning bright. Maybe don't put no fences across Florida. We don't need your damn berry fields down here. Y'all just go back to where you come from, or you find with just a bunch that you should fear. Well, the feuding, it continued, and each side held its ground, but the crackers' old-time lifestyle would be lost. Cause progress and the phosphate mines, they both took a toll. And there's always old time Florida paid the cost. So don't put no fences across Florida. We don't need your damn berry fields down here. Y'all just go back to where you come from, or you find we're just a bunch that you should fear. All progress and the phosphate mines, they both took a toll, and as always, old time Florida paid the cost. Thank you all much. We'll be at the amphitheater tomorrow morning at 10, so if y'all can get up and get over there and catch us. Thank you.
All right, another big hand for Chuck Hardwick and the Heartline.